Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
I'm Craig Anderson, bringing you the latest news and interviews from Brayhead Clan Ice Hockey Club. Chris Holt was named as the club's 16th signing ahead of the new season, and going by the comments in social media, it's a signing many of you are looking forward to seeing. Holt is of course our new netminder and arrives with good numbers and a wealth of experience from North America and in Europe, as well as 3 years in the KHL, including taking part in the 2012 KHL All-Star Game. Last season he went to Italy to play for Ritten before ending the season with Czech Republic side Orlis Nyoimo. Holt replaces Kyle Jones, who leaves Brayhead after two successful years, winning the Garner Conference last season and helping the club into second place, as well as making 115 appearances, keeping 14 shutouts and posting a terrific average save average over the two seasons of 90.9%. With that, we wish Jonesy and wife Heidi all the best for the future. But on to the man of the moment. I'm delighted to say that Chris joins me now. Hi, Chris. Thanks for coming on Clan Radio. Good to talk to you. Firstly, welcome to... Welcome to the club. Now, I can imagine you would have had a few offers from a variety of teams looking to recruit you over the summer. So what made you decide to go with Brayhead Clan?
Well, I didn't have any other offers presented to me yet. There were some other teams that were telling me that I was sort of in consideration for what they were looking for. But as I've learned, as you grow older in this business, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. So I a big factor was that Brayhead was very active in trying to make this deal work. They were really presenting that they were enthusiastic about the possibility of bringing me onto the club. And I'm a very loyal person, and that sort of resonated well with me, is that they were making such an effort and staying in such close contact with me throughout the entire process. And I really appreciated that. I appreciated the work that Gareth Chalmers did, and just sort of built a relationship with him, and, the rest was history.
Now, I saw your tweet earlier in the day. You were talking about the activity on your Twitter account because of the fans since the news broke. The fans are obviously excited about you coming to the club and all that. Have you been pleasantly surprised by the amount of positive messages you've had from the fans already?
Well, absolutely. And, it shows great things about the people of that club, is that they're so appreciative of what the goalie before me had done for them. And so I'm not surprised at how supportive they are and how... they appear to be such wonderful people. It's very nice to see, and it's nice to feel a great deal of support even before I step foot in your country.
Now, prior to signing for the club, what kind of knowledge did you have of Brayhead Clan and of the Elite League as a whole?
Of the Brayhead Clan, I didn't have much knowledge at all. I've had several friends that have played in the league and had nice things to say about it. So, right from the get-go, I was not closed-minded about going to England at some point. I'm not too sure how many years I have left, in my career, and it had always struck me as a place that I thought would be a fun place to play, and I'd be back playing with a lot of people from, you know, my native country. And so I didn't have a lot of knowledge of the clan, but I did know a few things about the league just from friends that I've had that have played there before.
And I should point out, Chris, and I'm sure some of the listeners will be listening, shouting at the podcast, that Scotland you're coming to, not England. Although it's a British league.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I meant the English ice hockey league. Is that what it is? I'm aware that I'm going to Scotland, but when I say England, I'm referring to the league.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure they'll let you off. Now, I hear from players that come over that the Elite League's reputation is growing as somewhere for guys like yourself to come and play. Is that something you agree with?
That's probably an opinion I'll make when I get there and spend a little time there. But from when I was talking with Coach Finnerty, he said that it does have a reputation of being a better league than most imports give it credit for. And he said that once you get here, you know, your opinion of the league is going to grow, and you'll see the kind of talent that they have here. And I mean, it has to be growing. They're involved in the Champions League, and some of the players that I know that are in the league have some pretty great resumes. So you have to give a little bit of credit where credit's due. If you've got these kind of players that are signing in that league, it can only be going up.
Now, overall, what has been your early impressions of the club from how it was sold to you? And obviously, since the news broke to you today and the amount of messages you've had, what's been your overriding impression so far?
Well, it's nothing but positive. I mean, like I said earlier in the interview, the way that Mr. Chalmers was dealing with me was extremely professional and courteous and a lot of other contracts that I've been involved in, there's been a lot of pressure put on them, a lot of impatience with decision making, and just like I said, how much he was trying to make this deal happen, and the length that they were willing to go to try and make it work, just showed how much I feel that they wanted me to come, and it went an absolute huge distance with me and my family, just to have that peace of mind that you're going to be going somewhere where, you know, people have some value in you, and they showed a lot of effort in trying to make it work.
Now, let's talk away from hockey and about your other talents as well. Now, a couple of videos were brought up today after the news that you'd signed. You're something of a musician, it seems. You like a little bit of music. Tell us about your passion and how you get into playing guitar.
I'm kind of a music enthusiast and hobbyist. I'm very critical of myself. I hear that I'm pretty good, but in my own mind, I could be a lot better, but it's something that I enjoy doing. It kills, in the past, you know, being a hockey player, you have a lot of downtime during the day, and it's been a great way for me to sort of kill that downtime. And truthfully, the way it started was I was in a pub in the United States one night and just sort of saw a guy on stage, sort of a little one-man band playing by himself acoustically, and I just sort of overcome with respect for him and admiration for what he's doing and the courage that it takes to do what he's doing. And it just struck me as something that I wanted to do. And so I sort of set out a goal that I took up a guitar and I learned to play on my own, just online and through YouTube videos. And, I enjoy singing. I enjoy going to karaoke, and it just sort of all fell together. But, you know, it didn't really take off until the fans got a hold of this little hobby. And then, before I knew it, I'm on YouTube and, cutting records in Latvia and singing to 10,000 people in an arena. And it just sort of really got accelerated out of nowhere. But it's been fun, and I do intend to continue it. And rest assured, I'll be bringing my guitar with me to Scotland.
So I take it then it's something that comes up quite a lot wherever you go, the fact that those videos are out there and the fact that it's something that you clearly enjoy.
Absolutely. I'm actually pretty surprised that you made it this far in the interview without asking me about it. It is something I enjoy doing. I have a lot of other hobbies, but that's something that I like doing. And I think that fans also enjoy seeing hockey players outside of the realm of playing. And I think they take an interest in other talents that they might have. So it's a nice way for me to connect with the community as well.
Now, I should tell you at this point, we've got a bunch of fans. They're known as Section N, and they're the noisemakers, for want of a better expression. They tend to come up with songs for the players and all that. So would you be the first player to help come up with his own song if you were given that opportunity?
I mean, I'm open to anything. If they want to be singing songs with me, that's fine, and I'll probably be singing along with them standing in the net, to be honest with you. So that sounds like nothing but fun to me.
Good stuff. Now, all that aside, what else can you tell us about yourself? You know, who is Chris Holt that's coming to Scotland to play for Brayhead Clan? Tell us a bit more about yourself, Chris.
Well, I'm a family guy. I have a wife. I have three kids who are 11, 6, and 1. I'm a scratch golfer. Like I said, I enjoy playing music and playing in bands and doing that. I'm just sort of I'm a man with many useless talents. You know, I think I'm a pretty good cook. I'm a whiskey fan. I just sort of, I don't know. I'm just sort of pumped with useless knowledge and unglorious skill. So, I like to think that I'm pretty open to everything and I'll try everything once. I'm very excited about the new experiences I'm going to have in Scotland.
Perfect. And just before we finish off, Chris, have you got a message for the fans, the fans that have taken the time to tweet you today that are looking forward to meeting you when you finally come?
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate them so much, and I do look forward to meeting them. I'm very approachable, so if you see me anywhere, feel free to talk to me. I'll chat with you about anything. And, I can only hope for the most successful season in club history. That's what we're all going to be there trying to achieve for you. You know, you guys are very important, and your support goes a long way. I don't think fans get enough credit for how much they actually can influence the game and how much they actually influence players. So I'm excited to be part of their world. I'm excited to be part of their community, and hopefully I can make you proud.
Chris Holt there, ready to help get the Clan fans into tune for the new campaign. That's about it for another edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Keep up to date with the latest Clan news on the website, www.brayheadclan.com. Like the official Facebook page or follow on Twitter at Brayhead Clan. You can also download the Clan Radio to your mobile device, subscribe on iTunes, just type in Brayhead Clan into the search engine and voila, it's as easy as that. Before I go, on behalf of the club, we should welcome Manchester Storm into the Elite League after they were confirmed as replacing Hull Stingrays earlier this week. They'll come into the Gardner Conference as well. So we look forward to meeting everybody in Storm in due course, but with that, we also wish Hull Stingrays and everyone connected with them all the best for the future. We had some great games with them and it's sad to see them go. Hopefully they'll be back in some capacity in the future. To sign off, my thanks to Chris Holt for taking the time to talk to us, and of course to you for downloading and listening, and I'll be back with another edition very soon. You've been listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. I'm Craig Anderson. Bye for now.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.